Thunder Bay. The potential closure of the Thunder Bay Public Library's Brody branch has generated mixed feedback, with some residents and local organizations expressing alarm over the possibility. Brody is one of two branches that could be on the chopping block as the TBPL prepares a new facilities plan that looks to add a central library branch at the Intercity Mall. The plan lays out three potential scenarios, all including an Intercity branch. Scenario 1 would keep all four existing library branches, but scale down operations to one floor only at Brody and Waverly, renting the remaining space to community groups. Scenario 2 would close Brody entirely and downsize at Waverly. Scenario 3 would close both the Brody and County Fair branches, leaving only Mary J. L. Black, Intercity, and Waverly. The first two scenarios would raise the library's budget by an estimated 17% and 7%, respectively, while the third would result in a 2% decrease. The library has already held discussions with mall management about renting the 75,000-square-foot space formerly occupied by Lowe's. Library leaders have said that could allow for new services like a children's space, expanded Indigenous Knowledge Center, event space, coffee shop, or gaming room, as well as opportunities for community partners to rent space. They've also noted the location is fully accessible, with public transit access and ample parking. However, the TBPL says its plans won't be final until it wraps up public consultation on Monday, and a decision on which scenario to fund, if any, will ultimately rest with City Council. A final public meeting will be held at the Waverly branch at 6 p.m. Monday. More information is available online. At a meeting at Brody last week, Tugman said early results from a survey that also closes Monday suggest the community may be willing to bear higher library costs if they see direct benefits. Part of the survey is asking people directly in a very honest way, how much extra would you be willing to pay to have this vision of the library system come to fruition? He said. The early answer we've gotten is people are actually willing to pay more than it costs to do scenario one. Deanna Tonkin, one of about 20 people to attend the Brody meeting, said she's concerned about what would happen under the two other scenarios, which both contemplate closing Brody. Tonkin said she had been a student worker there and saw the importance of the library for low-income residents without access to vehicles, as well as the homeless and other vulnerable people. I'm concerned about leaving the vulnerable populations out in the cold, she said. If it's not there, then where do they go? She added the closure of Brody will leave few welcoming public spaces for the vulnerable in the South Core. Everything keeps closing around here, you know, they're going to demolish Victoriaville, which I think is absolutely a wrong move. In response, Tugman called serving the vulnerable a key library mission, though not the only mission. He suggested a large central library emphasizing collections and cultural and children's spaces could leave room for Brody to focus more on meeting the needs of vulnerable people. I think there's a great argument to say the current dynamic at Brody doesn't best serve that population. We have a lot of space taken up with the local history collection, things that are really not serving their needs. I would love for Brody to be maintained. I'd like to see triple the number of public access computers, probably double or triple the public meeting spaces, an expanded Indigenous Knowledge Center. Tugman added the library had consulted several social service agencies who serve vulnerable populations. A lot of them were really keen on this model, and none saw closing Brody as a deal breaker, he said. I just want to be clear, I'm not advocating for the closure of any of our branches, he said. I'm rooting for scenario one, where we maintain all of our neighborhood branches. But given the reality of the political process and financial constraints, I'm not naive enough to assume City Council will give us all the money we want. The plan comes as the library faces millions in maintenance bills at its aging downtown branches. TBPL leadership has laid the blame for that at the feet of Thunder Bay's municipal government, charging the city held back over $20 million in promised funding over the past 15 years. Georgina McKinnon, executive director of People Advocating for Change Through Empowerment, PACE, which operates a drop-in space in the South End, called the library a crucial place for clients to access services. I think it would be a real loss to not only the homeless population, but what about the low-income families in the community who now would have to take a bus up to Intercity to access the library? We have three computers, but you can imagine they're used up all the time. There's a lineup waiting for them. So it is good to have the extra resources in the neighborhood, where we can send people and they don't have to walk too far. Some regular Brody users still aren't aware it could face closure, she believes. While she expressed concern over Brody's potential closure, McKinnon welcomed the idea of downsizing the branch to one floor and inviting more community groups to rent the space, as the library proposed under Scenario 1. Holly Govan, the executive director of Elevate NWO, agreed libraries play a crucial role, serving as the only free, welcoming indoor public spaces in some neighborhoods. She said many Elevate clients use the library on a weekly basis to access materials, internet, and services through partners who set up in library spaces. The concern over Brody's potential closure is understandable, she said. It's a challenge. Libraries sprung up in neighborhoods to support those neighborhoods, so anytime we talk about removing something that is so popular, it does bring forth some anxiety. However, Govan added, after hearing details of the plan during a library consultation session, she sees benefits to an intercity branch, too. The new space could actually bring about some really positive changes in the community that we serve, and provide maybe better support or better options for them than the Brody Library currently does, she said. A number of the people we serve hang out in that intercity area. For them to have a place to be out of the elements, to be treated with dignity and be able to access simple things like a bathroom would be a real game changer. Ensuring regular transit service between the South End and Intercity will be crucial, Govan said. Fran Duke, president of the Friends of the Thunder Bay Public Library, said the Intercity concept has generated enthusiasm among her group. I think we all see what a huge benefit it would be to the community. The possibility of so much more space. The ability to partner with other groups in the community, she said. I think the Friends volunteers have loyalties to the library branches, just like other members of the community. In the end, having a central library and then four locations throughout the city would be ideal. But of course, we recognize it may not be possible due to funding priorities. The library is expected to present its facilities plan to City Council on June 26.